Show. Why do I hear myself? Did I do that? I don't know. I can't hear myself anymore. Leroy, how the heck are you, buddy?
What's happening?
Nothing much, man. I'm just worried about your pool. What are we gonna do? What are we gonna do for all major holidays?
I gotta
I feel
figure
like it's
out.
my pool.
I gotta get a new pump and a new heater.
He
looks
capacitor.
so destroyed.
Nah, I mean it's I mean we've
No.
heard how much
Does
he's
it
talked about it.
actually heat your pool, like your jacuzzi or
Yeah.
whatever?
No,
How
the
much?
jacuzzi for
Yeah.
sure.
How much?
Absolutely.
No, you need a hot
It's
jacuzzi.
like it gets it up to 104.
Are you sure?
Positive. Why? You don't think the pool heater works? What about when I get my pool to 85 when it's 70 degrees out?
All
Like, I
right,
don't know.
all
I'm
right.
just trying to figure out if it's worth it for you at this
Yeah, it's
point.
worth it. I get in my jacuzzi all the time.
I guess. Get a new pool guy.
Get a
Get
new pool
one from
guy.
Hialeah.
Yeah, that's where all the best ones.
This guy, I have seemed to have more problems.
Yeah, gotta get a new guy for sure,
I
but
think you really do.
it's not your fault. It's not your fault at all.
Especially when he said to me, "You must have had somebody work on this else work on this capacitor because I wouldn't wire it this way."
You see,
And it was
it's always
him.
that though.
Yeah.
You see,
This is why I would get
I didn't
fired.
even like.
Yeah.
I just looked. I'm like, are you?
Did you tell him it was him?
Nah, what's the point?
What's the
And
point?
what's the point? He's
So he could
the one
say I wouldn't wire it like this again,
he said,
and
"No,
then
I
I get
didn't do
even
this. I
more
didn't do
irritated.
this.
You know what?
I
Just
didn't
stay
do
quiet.
this."
Just stay quiet.
Well, let's get some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by our friends over at Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, you can choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. It's fourth hour of the show, so I'm giving you an abbreviated version of the headlines. Cater Kohu out for the season, makes the entire secondary from last year gone. Who knows what we're gonna do today? Second day of pads. It was lit. Jaylen Waddle had the orange jersey. Tyreek Hill excused from practice today. Personal reasons. Mind your damn business. Sandy Alcantara played it very smart. Waited until the day before the MLB trade deadline before he started to play good. Football back today. Inter Miami is on the pitch for the League's Cup. No one knows what the hell that is. Is it important? Who knows? Who cares at this point? Travis Hunter declares himself the unicorn. Who's a real unicorn? I don't know. I just found out they granted wishes. And finally, the Miami Hurricanes are balling, at least the big boys are. Two Canes linemen named outstanding candidates for reward. I'm sorry, awards given in college football. Those are the abbreviated version of your headlines. Did I miss anything?
I don't think
Yeah,
so.
like it's preseason watch list.
Yeah, true. Exactly.
You don't get awards. They do have preseason All-American, but that's again wish list.
Another thing, Jonathan Kuminga denied his extension with the Warriors. He will be playing for the Leaning Dragons in about 2 weeks. The Leaning Dragons. That is not true. Someone's going to take that and run with it, but that is something I just made up. Now, let's get to what we've all been waiting for. Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to why you always lying. I assume there's a bed playing. Leroy, I assume there's a bed playing. Oh, I heard it for a second. Yes. Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate that. That gave
Just a little,
me
yeah,
enough
just a little something,
satisfaction.
just a little
You
something,
can
yeah.
play that one though. We never had issues with
That
that.
was, see, that, because I would do the instrumental. I couldn't find the instrumental in the
Yeah, we couldn't
system.
find the
So,
instrumental, so.
yeah, so that was the real song. We may get flagged for that one. But anywho,
At
you
least
guys
break it.
understand how this goes, right? Why You Always Lying, the segment that debuted upon me entering the show and J Fig's brilliant idea was to get to know us a little bit better. So we had the idea of why don't we tell you guys three outlandish stories, two of them being fake, one of them being true, and let's see if we can determine which one of these is real. Unfortunately, I gave away too much information, which led to my name being Frog Boy and my toes always being discussed. So, Brittany, if there's anything you would like to keep to yourself, this is a reminder to...
This is another reminder. This is the reason why they call me Birderer for some reason.
Birderer? Well, no, there's
a reason. It's not our fault you choked out a bird.
I didn't. You guys ran with it.
I've been wondering about that, but it's fine. We don't have to talk about it right now.
See, she was babysitting a bird. And the bird
no, I was house-sitting. The steamer guy is the reason behind this, okay? Wasn't me. It's not about me.
The man killed the bird? Interesting. Okay, sorry.
That's what she says, allegedly. Okay. But Brittany, go ahead and give us three different separate statements and give us a moment to discuss whether or not we feel one of these is a lie or not.
Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Yes, indeed.
First one. As all of you know, I grew up in South Carolina. You didn't know that?
No accent. I said we know that.
No accent, though. I actually went to high school with Zion Williamson.
Ooh, okay. All right. Went to high school with Zion Williamson.
Second one. I got my front tooth knocked out by a shuffleboard puck.
Shuffleboard puck. Okay.
Number three, despite loving sports my whole life, I have never played a competitive sport.
Okay.
So
all right.
We're supposed to say which one's the lie?
Yes, but let me ask some follow-up questions.
There's two lies, one truth.
Two lies. I'm sorry. We're supposed to determine which one's the truth.
Is that how we used to play? I don't even remember.
No one really does.
Okay. No one really knows, but this is how we're playing it, okay?
Okay, it's correct. Cool. We're cool. Okay.
So two of these are lies. One of these is a truth, and we can ask questions on these statements. Figgy, do you have any questions?
I do. What school did you go to?
It's called Spartanburg Day School.
Say that again?
Spartanburg Day School. Yes. Famously, Drake actually wore Zion Williamson's jersey and posted a picture in it. It's a private school in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Spartanburg.
So is there a Spartanburg night school?
Yeah, why the day school thing? What's up with that?
I don't know. It's one of those religious private schools in South Carolina. They didn't teach us the history of the school. I don't know what you'd like me to say.
Right.
My question is, how long ago did you get those teeth knocked out?
I was 6 years old when I got my front tooth knocked out.
Six. Okay.
See, you didn't even have to do nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, no, it was a permanent tooth. So I have a fake tooth, actually.
Ooh. No, wait.
Yeah.
Let me ask it. Hold on.
Or does she, guys?
Hold on.
Or does she? I don't know.
Time up.
Take out your teeth. Oh.
Take it out right now.
It's not one of those. Thank you very much.
At 6 years old, you got a tooth replaced.
Would you like me to tell the story?
And all those years later,
it's still fit.
You got that same tooth?
No, I've had to get it refilled multiple times.
Okay. Oh, smart.
I'm like, you should have a little baby chicklet and all your other grown teeth just grew around it.
He shames teeth here, by the way.
I don't shame teeth.
Wait.
Here's what I have said.
Look at those teeth.
I've said, Jennifer, you have some big choppers. That's not shaming.
That's factual. Okay. All right. Okay. To each his own. Okay. And what was the other one?
Although I love sports, I've never played a competitive sport in my life.
Never played competitive sports. If I were to see you play a sport, what sport do I think I'd see you play?
I was a dancer, so I wouldn't consider that a competitive sport.
Thank God. Yeah, because I don't either. So I appreciate that we're on the same page.
So that's why I say I've never played a competitive sport before, because I was a dancer.
I love the way you took a pause from your thought.
I just want to say, because if you were going to hit me with like, well, I competitive dance, I was going to say, well, so then you didn't play a sport. But no, that's fine. You're totally right in that sense. What sport could I see you play? I could potentially, I don't know, every sport I see, like if you lose, you just hit someone. I see you getting violent for some sort of like for some reason.
Well, see, I didn't play competitive sports because my parents were afraid of my anger issues.
Why do I feel like all of these could be true, though?
Like, all my parents were so scared of, like, they were always like, we could never put her in competitive sport. Like, she's going to kill somebody. So they put me in dance instead.
You know what? I understand, because every time my parents would drop me off somewhere, they'll tell me to behave.
Yeah.
True. She bites, though. She bites and she kicks.
My parents were like, we can't put her in basketball.
You don't know how many times a day something happens in Jennifer's world and she says, oh, hell no. We'll just be walking down the hall and she'll just look at me and say, and you know what happened? Oh, no. Did you see me let him know?
I never said that.
She's the modern day.
Wait. How many times a day you say, oh, hell no, to me about something that happened? You know. Okay. All right.
Homie, don't play that.
Yeah.
Audacity.
Yes. She's like, oh, no, I'm not the one. I am not.
All right. So we have three plausible options here.
So she went to school with Zion. She got a front tooth knocked out, and she's never played a sport. Which one of those is not true?
No. Which one of those is true?
Which one is true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, there's only one that's true?
Yes.
Only one of those.
I thought there was two.
No.
See, this is rough. Can you pull out your tooth again?
I'm going to go with... Tell me the tooth story.
You want me to tell you the tooth story? You said?
Yeah, let me hear the tooth story.
So I was 6 years old. We were at a timeshare, I believe. I don't remember because I was 6 years old. And me and my cousins were in the pool, and there was a shuffleboard thing on the side.
An old people place.
Yeah, sure.
Pool, shuffleboard, timeshare? Sounds about right.
And... all of us were, our parents
y'all
were
kicking it with grams.
Our parents were not there. It was only us cousins. Probably the oldest person was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
We were playing, they decided to grab the shuffleboard puck and like skid it across the water and make it this whole game. My cousin, I was turned around. Was like, oh, it's your turn, Brittany. And I turned around and it went whoop. Hit me right in my mouth. I busted my lip open. My tooth was gone. Yeah.
Do you have any scars?
Oh,
no, I don't.
Oh, because I split my lip and I still have a scar from here to here.
So you
split your lip, knocked the tooth out, and you didn't require any stitches?
Nope.
Dates Out says Marcos thinks of timeshares when you tell someone what the time is. Oh, real funny.
That's really funny, actually.
That sounds like something that they would say about me.
Do you remember how much it hurt, Brittany?
I remember crying and being like, my tooth is broken. But then everybody was like, your tooth is not broken. And then I opened my mouth and my tooth was broken.
Okay.
Now, what did you do with the tooth that was broken?
It disintegrated. It literally. We searched high and low in the pool and it disintegrated. We could not find it. It literally like split in half, and it just
split in half.
But how did it disintegrate? There's rocks sometimes at the bottom of the pool, and those don't disintegrate.
I never found it.
Become biodegradable?
A little kid ate it.
Hold on. The fact that she brought up the trauma of someone denying the fact that her tooth was broken, that seemed a little real there. You know, it's kind of like someone said something and it stuck with you for that long. You bring that up every time you tell the story. So this is adding validity to the story, and I'm starting to wonder if maybe that's the true one. What are you guys thinking so far?
Oh, so we're only picking the one that's the truth.
One true one. Yeah. What's the one true one?
First of all, you have a whole lot of memories when you started the story by saying, I don't really remember.
Okay.
So I'm going to go ahead on and say.
Wait, I'm not done with questions.
Nothing gets past me just yet.
You guys are harping on the tooth.
So how was Zion Williamson in school?
I didn't know him.
Were you in a class with him?
We had one class together. It was this class called GTT, and it was like a computer science class. But he was Zion Williamson. I wasn't friends with him. I wasn't cool.
You were either one of two things.
Was he a quiet kid?
What the hell?
You were telling a lot of truths.
He was actually very quiet and very
humble.
That's
what I'm saying.
Or you are the best storyteller this side of the Mississippi because, like, she is spitting out like
gateway to technology.
We were not friends. No, I did not.
Gateway to technology is the name of the class.
I said we were classmates.
Yeah, that they went to the same school. Yeah. Now, that, not that they were friends necessarily.
Yeah.
But all of these, all of these seem. But all of these seem reasonable.
You guys were classmates, and like people in classes are sometimes friends.
Yeah, but we weren't. We were not. He was part of the cool, like the cool people. I'm not. I was not cool.
That's right. And Brittany's a total loser.
He was cool, but quiet.
I'm loose. He was. He's a very quiet, humble guy.
You know what? That does. Was he playing sports in school?
Of course he was.
Yes. Answer the question, Brittany. Answer the question, Brittany.
What kind of question is that? No. Of course he was. He was. That's where he got his biggest name. Was being
well, you know what? A basketball player sure at our school.
That's right. You gotta, you know, do your due diligence, J Fig. All right.
You were gonna get me on that one. You were gonna get me on that one. Did he play sports?
He's like Zion. Who's that?
Who's Zion? He plays sports. What?
All right, it's time to pick, guys. We've done enough deliberating. We've had enough questions. It's time to pick which one we think is our truth. I'm gonna start.
Oh, there's only one truth.
Only
yes,
one
only
truth.
Only one truth.
Okay.
I'm going to say that the truth in this statement was the sports thing, because she seems aggressive to me. I'm not going to lie to you. She seems aggressive, and she seems like maybe they played some games as a child, and she wasn't necessarily winning, and she may have flipped the Monopoly board here and there.
Okay.
So they may have decided it's probably best for Angry Brittany to stay home. What do you guys think? Leroy, what do you think?
I'm going with the tooth.
The tooth. You think that's the tooth, the whole
she
tooth?
She went from not being able to remember everything to being to very detailed stuff. In 3 minutes. And then the other thing is that everybody has done something in sports to be able to get to the point where they enjoy it to that point. So I'm going to say that she did play a sport.
All right. And you think that the truth is that she hurt her tooth at the timeshare?
I'm going to say that the truth. Oh, wait. So.
So you think the truth is that she went to school with Zion Williamson?
No. I'm going to say the tooth is not the truth.
The tooth ain't the truth.
The sports thing is not truthful. I'm going to say she went to high school with Zion.
Okay. All right. So he thinks that you went to school with Zion Williamson.
Mm-hmm. Although y'all might not even be the same damn age.
We are the same age.
I don't know that. Prove it.
We don't know that.
How old are you, Brittany?
25. Class of 2018, Spartanburg Day School, the Griffins.
Oh, my God.
I really don't know what you want from me.
She knows stuff. She knows things.
When you graduated from high school, I had been out of football for 18 years.
Out of football.
I was so you were out of football when I was 18. So that means when you were already not playing football when I was born.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Oof. Wow.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make it hurt even more.
Don't Yikes. Be fooled. I'm old as hell.
Yes, he's just mistakenly handsome. He's just a handsome young man.
I look, if I cut this beard off, y'all think I was in my 30s. If I cut all this off,
handsome.
Just went baby's bottom face.
Marcus would look older than you.
Yeah, absolutely.
If I cut this beard off,
I see it.
You look like old boy who went from being handsome to.
I look like a toe without a toenail. Just there. I just like a tan-colored beanbag. All right, enough about me, J-Fig. Which one do you think is true?
I'm just waiting for the fat joke. Leroy heard beanbag and he didn't say anything.
He's like, he already got himself. He's good.
Okay. Man, this is kind of hard.
Yeah, really, they all feel like truths of some sort. Which worries me.
If the whole Zion Williamson thing was true, I feel like she would have mentioned it before.
When have we ever talked about Zion Williamson?
We only give her an opportunity to talk about F1, apparently, which is why we're doing this segment. So maybe this was her only chance.
I wasn't friends with him. It wasn't like he was my BFF. I went to prom with him. So like,
yeah, but you know what? There are possible moments where you heard Tobin talking about him.
I'm not a
name dropper. Oh, yeah, we went to school together.
I'm not a name dropper, J-Fig. I'm a humble girl from Spartanburg,
North
Carolina.
So, question.
A humble girl from...
Huh?
So, jeez.
All right. Mm. So, Figgy, what do you think officially is the one truth?
The one truth. Man.
Take your time.
The one truth.
Can you answer before the show's over?
That's possible.
No, I'm trying to mimic Mike McDaniel here, but it's not.
Okay. The one truth is,
you know what? Yeah. You guys all mentioned a different one, so I'm going to go ahead and say the sports one wasn't true.
So you say you
wait?
Think
that's the truth. That's
the truth. One, she didn't play a sport.
So yeah,
like I would.
Well, I said that as well, though.
Oh, you
did? It's really hard. Oh, it's really hard for somebody to be into sports and have never played a sport to some level.
Brittany seems aggressive, though.
But like, but Jennifer, what you do, you ended up working in sports.
True, but I do like sports.
You like sports, but I'm just
also
saying,
aggressive.
Yeah, like I'm saying that you didn't get into this because you like sports.
See, I had reasons why I couldn't play sports. So
there you go. Good job, Leroy. Solid. Solid.
That deserves a point. Man, you know right, what? So I guess the truth one can be
do the one that you feel
sports
in your one.
Yeah, sure. Sports? I mean, okay. I'm not confident in this one.
Are you
I'll
ready for
that.
Me to reveal?
Yeah.
Wait, what was Fig's answer? Mine was
she said sports. She said sports.
So we're in agreement.
She said you didn't say sports.
And Leroy said that I went to high school with Zion.
Zion. Yeah.
All right. So please reveal to us how about we do it this way? Reveal to us the first lie.
The first lie is that I, in fact, did play competitive sports. Yeah. Well, I mean, very loosely, though. I will say it was very loosely. That's why I was very confident in my lie. It was because I only played softball for, 2 years when I was,
That's all we need.
But I was a dancer. I competitively danced, and it is a competitive sport, but I was trying to, not get into
not
that.
Not a sport. Totally not a sport.
Okay.
Absolutely anyway. A sport, but it's fine. Nope. So, yeah, I did play competitive sports, but not
right.
A lot.
All right, so Fig and I were wrong in that sense. Now there's only one truth and one lie left. Well, did she go to school with Zion, or did she lose a tooth?
That I'm telling you, for somebody said I don't really remember about that damn tooth, you told a detailed story from when you were six.
So what
I can't remember what I did 2 days ago.
Okay, so the truth is that I did in fact get my tooth knocked out by a shuffleboard.
I don't know why. Wait, because you know what's funny about that? We spent the first 15 minutes asking about this damn tooth. And then we just discarded. We just discarded. Like, we're out.
Wow, I'm telling you, the Williamson thing just didn't make sense.
So wait, what school did Zion really even go to?
He actually did. I searched it up. School,
yeah. But so what school did you go to?
I went to Greer High School.
You loser!
It's even more amazing that you knew the school and gave details about it.
Of course they did.
Because I'm sure it's like a thing
Leroy, because like I love sports. I was in I think we graduated the same year. I believe we're the same exact age. We graduated the same year. He played AAU, but I've seen Zion play when he was in high school, like at this thing called the Chick-fil-A Classic. Like, I love sports, and I couldn't believe that Zion Williamson, this massive, sports star, was literally down the street from me. Because Spartanburg is right next to where I grew up. It's like saying Hialeah and Miami Gardens.
Right.
Oh, okay. I feel that. Yeah, totally right.
So,
okay. Close enough.
We were all wrong. But yet, we asked the most questions
about the tooth.
What was the truth about the tooth?
Yep.
You know what? Let's give her a round of applause.
Why did you get so... How all of a sudden you say, I don't really remember the story, and then told us the whole damn story?
I was trying to fool you guys.
But you know what? Also, sometimes, you can't remember something, but once they start asking you questions, it kind of unlocks...
From 6 years old? From 6 years old?
I remember that... Actually, I remember it so vividly. Like, I could have told the story even more, even more in detail.
I would say stop treating your mouth like a goal.
Okay. Right. Well,
Leroy, she was a kid, Leroy.
I was a child. Okay.
Like what? Okay. I'm like, what did you say? Oh no.
I was a child. Oh, gosh. Well, I'm a good liar, so thank you.
Thank you, Brittany. I appreciate you participating. That you did an absolutely excellent job. We're gonna go to break. This may be a little bit longer break than usual, and we're going to come back with some sports edition of Family Feud to wrap up the show on the Tobin and Leroy. Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is your favorite game show host, Sir Frogboy II, here with another rousing rendition of Sports Family Feud. We have given you all the sports that you need during the summer, right? We updated you on Cater Kohu's injury, Jonathan Kuminga opting out of his contract, the Marlins on a hot streak, and we had some observations from practice, including this little cut here from Tua Tagovailoa. He says, I definitely love to get some preseason snaps in. No doubt. It's a new season. It's a new year. We've got to get things tuned in with the guys again. I don't think I'm better than anyone on this team or think I'm too cool to get reps in during preseason games. So I even gave you a starting quote from the quarterback. Well, what more do you want from me? Okay, let me play my stupid little games. You guys ready for some Sports Family Feud?
I'm so excited.
All right. Now, obviously, because I'm not there to push all the buttons and do all that stuff, and it's too much to explain, Brittany's going to press some buttons from time to time because she's a smart girl, and I trust her to know when to press what buttons because she's seen Family Feud before, correct?
Yes, of course.
Sweet. So with that being said, we're just going to go ahead and break it down. What we're going to do is I will give each of you a question, and it is your job to get as many of those answers correct before your three exits. Whoever gets the most from their respective question is who advances to the final round to face off against the other winner. You guys understand?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So now, all three of you, I'm thinking of a number 1 through 8. Please reveal your number.
7.
7, Fig, what's your number?
5.
3.
3. Now I am going to spin the wheel of death because if you add of death to anything, it immediately makes it better. I have my wheel to determine who will go first, and we are spinning 3. Oh. It looks like it's landing on 3-ish.
Sure, we'll go with 3.
And did anyone pick 3? I don't know. Next number Leroy to go is 4.
You have a defective.
Yeah, why 3 twice? It could be me for sure. It could be me for sure.
It wasn't 3, though.
If this doesn't get 8.
So 7.
7 is closest. Okay. So the first person will be Leroy, J-Fig. Your last, Brittany, will be second. Does that seem like that's right? I don't know. I just wanted to spin my wheel.
No, it's fine.
That's
fine.
It's fine, yeah.
Of death. Let's play Family Feud of Death. All right, Leroy, your question. Other than a ball, name something that a baseball player gets asked to sign.
Card.
Card. Card is correct. Card was the number 4 answer there. All right. A couple more answers on the board. 5 more answers. What else you got, Leroy?
I'm going to go other than a ball, correct?
Yes, sir.
A bat.
Bat, number 3 answer on the board. Correct.
I'm going to go glove.
Glove, the number 1 answer on the board there.
I would thought it'd be card. And I'm going to go hat.
Cap, the number 4 answer on the board. Still 2 answers remaining, Leroy.
Wait, you had 2 number 4s. You said the answer I first gave you was number 4.
Sometimes I lie. Cap is number 5, not number 4.
So let's see, man. Let me think. Glove. Let me think. Shoe.
Shoe. Show me shoe. Survey says. No shoe.
All right.
No shoe. 2 X's left. 2 answers remaining.
So I did.
You're missing
jersey.
Jersey, the number 2 answer on the board there, Jersey. Now the only remaining answer, the number six answer, other than a ball, name something that a baseball player gets asked to sign.
Oh, a program, the book, the
show me program. Not on the board. Not on the board.
So, what do you call that? The game day book.
Yeah,
Which
would make sense. Those are really nice, really cool. But unfortunately, not the correct answer.
Not a card. Not a.
So far, you've answered glove, jersey, bat, baseball card, and hat. Only one answer remaining. One X remaining as well. Brittany, be prepared to steal.
Oh man. I can't think of nothing. I'm gonna say if I did glove, I did jersey, a piece of paper. I don't know.
A piece of paper. Show me a measly
or a magazine. So did my other answer count as magazine?
No, it didn't count as magazine. Would you like to?
Yeah, throw magazine. Magazine, because right. I said program, that's a magazine, so I'll go magazine.
I like the magazine up here.
Show me magazine. Not on the board, sir. I apologize. Not on the board. The final answer, photograph.
Oh,
simple picture. Just a simple picture. Just a simple. You signed a picture before, I'm assuming, Leroy.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
It's like he doesn't like signing things, so he forgets.
That's true. That is true. Omar Kelly, you know what? Hold him down.
I hate signing stuff for people I know.
You can also sign tickets. I have tickets.
You know what I mean? I literally that's my most awkward stuff. Like if I'm friends with you or I know you or we're good friends and you ask me to sign something, it's the most awkward situation for me.
All right, I guess I'll never show you the jersey that I bought the other day. Not a problem. We won't. Keep that Michigan 33 to myself. All right, Brittany, it is your turn. Are you ready for your question?
I'm so ready.
All righty. Name a professional football team that's named after an animal.
Oh, okay. All of them?
Yeah, it seems that way, right? It seems that way for sure. And that is correct. All of them. You got it right.
No, I'm just kidding. The Detroit Lions.
Detroit Lions, number three answer on the board. Correct.
The LA Rams.
Wow, that's a good one right there. That is answer number seven.
Oh,
LA Rams. Oh. Yeah, no, well, that was correct.
You may have seen that I was wrong.
Huh. No, I was just like, wow, you went from the number three answer to the number seven answer there.
Atlanta Falcons. Which is good.
Atlanta Falcons, although correct, not on this board, unfortunately.
Okay, I'm
not
on the board. Miami Dolphins next, because I think they're
Miami Dolphins, a storied franchise. The number two answer on the board so far. You got Dolphins, Lions, and Rams.
Sorry, the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals, unfortunately, not on this.
And
list
it's weird
as well.
Because
that's ridiculous.
Because Stanford is the Cardinal, and
yeah.
It's because it's the color.
Yeah. I don't like this team anymore. That's really stupid.
Oh, like Cardinal Red.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yikes. You know what? That you gave two bird answers. J-Fig is loving that the birds get no respect.
I'm very triggered here.
Yeah, why don't they get any respect? Okay, Cincinnati Bengals.
Damn. Hey, listen, I hate to break it to you. What
kind of list is this, huh?
What kind of list is this? There's seven teams on. No. I don't
Correct. Let me, unfortunately, Brittany, no one has ever struck out as quickly as you. That is not your fault, though. It is not your fault. It is just, you know, sometimes you ever seen Family Feud and then, like, you're like, oh, that's a good answer. And it's not on the board. I don't know what to tell you. This is, top 100 people surveyed. Yeah.
Do we like to give her some answers?
Yeah.
Well, Leroy, I have other answers. Like the Chicago Bears.
You had your turn.
You had three strikes.
I'm out like, here the just Bears. Waiting.
Okay. All right, go.
This is ridiculous. I
what happens when I come up? You know what?
Like,
when I have to
right here, we talk about anger management. Right there.
Watch out.
She almost cut me.
So thus far, you have the Dolphins, Lions, and Rams correct. But the three answers that you picked, the Falcons,
Bengals, and Cardinals.
Cardinals were not on the list. There are still a whopping four teams remaining on this list. What teams, even though this won't necessarily count, I know you know more teams. What teams do you think are on?
Bears.
Correct. Number one answer.
My brain is like computing right now. The Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers, correct.
The Jaguars.
Good answer. Not on the
list.
That's
ridiculous behavior.
I know one she's never gonna get guess because
what's her, that?
The Seattle Seahawks.
Well, I was gonna the birds are not respected, Leroy, so I wasn't gonna say the Seattle Seahawks.
Birds are not.
And if the Seahawks
respected.
Are on there, I'm leaving. The show is over. I'm brushing the necks on the workflow, and that's it.
That is okay. Look, the Seahawks are not on there, but the Pelicans are on here. No,
how about
the Broncos, which is kind of ridiculous.
Bengals, no. Broncos is not on there. Eagles is a team that's on there.
Oh, that so that's the bird that's respected. An eagle. Well, they got it. Cool.
The Super Bowl champs.
I don't care. I don't care. Then,
this is one that I'm not sure you guys would have gotten just Bills? Because Bills Ooh. Would make sense, but no. And they're also liars.
The
that's
Buffalo
a bison.
Bills.
That is not a bill. It's a bison. I'm telling you. But nonetheless,
thank you.
The last team on here that we did not mention, the Indianapolis Colts. Okay.
Yeah, I'm done. All right.
Well,
over it.
Bye. All right, Figgy. This one is for you.
Choose wisely.
Name a pro sports team. That's named for a bird.
A pro sports team? You're doing this to mess with Brittany?
Any ideas? Any ideas that could potentially come to mind?
I just thought how she's off to the side. Okay, wait. Pro sports team that's named after a bird.
Any sports
team. Yep. Any sports
team. All right.
Remember, but they got to be on this list.
Ravens?
Ravens number five on this list. Yes, Ravens number five.
Eagles
number two on this list.
We got. Okay, no, I was about to say something wrong. Okay, no. La 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 la.
There's one I know you're not going to get. There's a couple you can steal from last round as well.
Honestly, I already forgot. Like, I blanked out.
Okay. Is this all sports teams or just
all sports?
Any sports. Oh, okay.
Pro sports teams.
This is ridiculous.
You didn't say like the one that.
Yeah, she's
my God. They just won the Super Bowl.
I did say them.
Vicky
said Eagles. So far, she said Ravens and Eagles.
Both on the.
I thought I said three, but okay. Man.
Wow.
Blue Jays?
Blue Jays are on the list.
Toronto Blue Jays. Blue Jays.
That is pretty good.
Gotta think That's about baseball teams.
That's number it. Seven. That was number seven. On well, the list.
If you're going to pick baseball teams, then you have to say St. Louis.
Why are you helping her?
Cardinals.
Even though those are,
you said the color too, right? Okay.
No, that's college.
All right, so we have the Cardinals, the Eagles, which, I mean, Brittany's right. You're cheating, Leroy. And she also said the Ravens and the Blue Jays. We still have three options remaining.
The Herons?
Oh, Inter Miami, the Herons. Definitely not on this list, but I appreciate it. I totally appreciate it, as they will be competing today in that potentially meaningless cup. Two more options left.
The Hawks.
Oh, that's a solid pick right there. The Hawks, the number four answer. The Atlanta Hawks. There you go. You got two more remaining. Two more remaining.
Washington.
Yes, the Washingtons. That is incorrect. Incorrect this time.
Penguins!
Ooh, it is a flightless bird and not on this list. That is three X's, unfortunately, for Jay Fig. The two answers she did not get, the Atlanta Falcons. And I that. Even if you did, this next one is one you wouldn't have gotten.
Because no, I didn't even know Atlanta it was Falcons. A bird.
Can I say Falcons?
All right, I'll give you the Falcons. One? Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
Orioles a bird. Yeah.
It is a bird.
I had no clue that was a bird. No clue.
What did you think it was? Did you see their uniforms? It has a bird on it.
Yeah, but sometimes things happen where it's like, whoa, why the hell is that?
Wait. Nobody's going to be like, the jumbo shrimp don't have a trout on their jersey.
Well, okay, I'm going to think of a team that's like completely different than their thing.
Go.
What are the Tennessee Volunteers? What is their thing?
A little cowboy or whatever, something with a hat. Volunteer. Yeah,
cowboys don't volunteer, they steal. or get the arrest. They arrest people. I'm not sure what cowboys really do.
What about the Mighty Ducks?
Ooh,
Anaheim.
That would have been solid as well. But unfortunately not on there, which means the winner with six correct answers, Leroy.
That he took forever with.
I took forever.
I took forever.
You were sitting there and just...
Well, at least you guys weren't as bad as Brittany because, oh my God, can you just believe this one?
Be careful. One. She's aggressive.
Right. You guys are so lucky you're not in the studio.
Well, I want to appreciate you for going in studio and holding things down back there at the Citadel. Leroy, thank you for hopping on today and giving us our sports analysis when we need it. And Jay Fig, thank you for controlling things behind scenes and gracing us with your presence as well. What do you guys think? Same time tomorrow?
Same time tomorrow.
I guess.
Sure.
All right, let's do it. I'll be here. The gang will be here. That and much more tomorrow on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Have a wonderful day, everybody.